It's time for a podcast from J.W., Anna, and friends.
Taylor King from the Taylor King Law Offices. He's got law offices across the state of Arkansas and one in Texarkana, Texas, on Texas Boulevard. And he spent some time growing up here in Texarkana and other locales across southwest Arkansas, and has opened up law offices pretty much across the state of Arkansas and then, like I say, in Texarkana, Texas. Let's talk a little bit about, and we did this on Facebook, the importance you guys are there. If somebody's had one of those terrible accidents where maybe their vehicle is just either totaled or crushed, or maybe they've got injuries, and they may not be getting any help. They may not be getting any satisfaction. Sometimes you're out there and it seems like the world's against you. You're not getting any help. That's what you're there for.
That's right. And I have 20 lawyers. We have 75 people that work for us. So we have a team. I always say we're a small army that's laser focused on taking care of our clients after car wrecks. And so what we encourage people to do is to, whether you hire us or not, give us a call after a car accident, and we're going to point you in the right direction. We're going to make sure you've got good information to make good decisions that you need to be able to make early on after a wreck. It's important that you don't make a misstep here or there, so get good information. We can help point you in the right direction. If you decide to hire us, we'll get started working on your case immediately and make sure that you're taken care of. It's important to make sure that your car gets dealt with quickly. Most of us need our vehicles to get back to and from work and to and from therapy appointments. But we'll make sure that you get into a rental vehicle, that your car is getting either fixed or replaced. We don't charge any fee on the car part of it, but we're there to make sure all that goes smoothly and that you're treated fairly. I always tell people, we don't try to make more out of a car wreck than what it is. Facts are the facts, but we're our job is to make sure our clients are made whole, that they're treated fairly after a car accident. So whether that's with property damage or taking care of somebody that's got injuries, we make sure that our clients are getting good medical treatment, that they're being treated fairly by the insurance company, and then ultimately a fair settlement for their damages.
There's one very important thing that you said on Facebook.
Right.
That got my eyes kind of opened up. It was kind of like, okay, you get in a wreck. Your car value goes down because it's been in a wreck, because it's out there everywhere. It's on the Carfax that you're in a wreck. You got to get compensated for what it's worth, right?
That's right. It's called diminution of value or loss of value. So we, let's say you got a car that's 5 years old. It's worth $20,000. It's been in a wreck, $5,000 worth of damage. But now the car's only worth $18,000 because it does show up on Carfax that it's been in a wreck, and everybody's going to know it when you get ready to trade it. So it's important that you get fully compensated. So there's a loss of value claim. So they repair your vehicle you or me, it looks like it's fine, but it's been in a wreck. So if there's some loss of value, then the insurance company owes you an additional $2,000 to make you whole, and that's we make sure.
Okay, that's important.
That's a big deal that honestly, I wouldn't even thought about.
So right.
That's very important. 103.9, the best in most country, brought to you by Millway Federal Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. And they've got three convenient locations to serve you in our area: Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. And, of course, Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And we've got a new friend, a guest from the community, Taylor King from the Taylor King Law Offices. He's got law offices spread out across the state of Arkansas, but he's right here in Texarkana, Texas as well, to help out people in this area. And we've been talking about accidents and just injuries and your car's banged up. What do you do? He's there to answer all the questions and help. But you've got questions that you want
to ask. So on Facebook, I asked about, I'm not at fault when I had an accident. Went through a green light, but somebody decided to go through a red light. What do I do?
Yeah.
Besides pull over safely.
Well, that's number one. Call the police. Make sure that you get a report. And the accident's properly investigated. I always tell people we call those he said, she said accidents.
Okay.
Because it's oftentimes in these intersection accidents hard to determine who was at fault.
All right.
So it's critical if you're there and there are witnesses or anybody stops make sure you get names and phone numbers for potential witnesses, because once they disappear and you're just there with the other driver and the police officer, that's not a good situation. So it's important to nail down as much evidence as you can.
Right.
Use your cell phone to take pictures of the accident scene.
Okay.
And then always, if you're in town, businesses around an intersection may have cameras on their buildings that might help determine who was at fault.
Okay, and it's okay to take your own pictures, right?
Absolutely.
We don't have to rely on the police department?
No, and oftentimes they don't take pictures in some accidents, so it's critical, and it's okay to take pictures, and it's actually advised to do that.
And I take pictures of my vehicle, their vehicle, and maybe the scene?
Yes, the scene, and then any witnesses that are there, go ahead and get their picture. Turn on the video and ask them what their name is and what their phone number is. Just lock down that information, any information you can.
That's really helpful to know.
Yeah, because like you said, after everybody goes their separate ways,
and stories change.
Well, I thought this, or I thought that, it was yellow.
It wasn't red. Clearly red, but
And the police officers, when they're writing out the report, they don't always signify that so-and-so's at fault.
That's right, and because if they were not actually there and actually witnessed the accident themselves, you know, a lot of people don't realize, but police reports are not evidence that you can introduce into the court during a trial. That's simply, now the information that's in the report can be used when you put witnesses on the stand to ask questions. It means it's a great tool for information, but the actual report or even what the police officer decided was the case
on that spot.
If
with
he's
the
not the witness, then it's really not necessarily what's going to make the decision.
Okay,
the witnesses and the facts make the decision. The jury makes the ultimate decision.
Right.
The police officer is an investigator that helps get that information together.
Okay, so he's a very essential tool and part of the process.
Absolutely, and we rely heavily on these police reports.
Yeah,
but unless they were an actual eyewitness, and a lot of times they're there and happened to see it, which is a great witness, they can't, their deduction about what happened, sometimes it works because they put the facts together, but it's still just the facts that you have to rely
on. Those are essential. Perfect. And then I was on your Facebook and I saw a pro tip that was talking about traveling this Thanksgiving. Very important, very busy time of year. Do we have enough time?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, this year we're going to have a lot. The holiday travel is going to be a lot more congested than
I am.
Yeah.
So I'm advising everyone to plan their trips ahead.
Right.
And then if you're going to take a long trip to grandma's house or wherever, you know, I'm encouraging everyone to use travel apps, Google Maps. I use Waze, W-A-Z-E.
Yeah, I love Waze.
They anticipate what traffic patterns are ahead of you,
so you can avoid congestion.
And they'll give you suggested other routes, and so that's important. And then, you know, we all know how dangerous drunk driving is.
Yes.
Drowsy driving, studies show, can be just as hazardous, and so it's important to get plenty of rest. Trade off, if you're on a long trip, trade off drivers, and then take plenty of breaks to stay fresh.
Right, and I saw that you posted a link about iDriveArkansas.com to watch for construction zones.
We have lots of construction going on in Arkansas right now, and so that's those Waze apps can help with that to avoid when traffic is backed up. The last tip I've got is if you're going to take a long trip, make sure your car's ready for that trip.
Oh, very important part.
Essential.
When the temperature drops, air pressure in your tires drop.
Right.
And so you want to make sure you've got the properly inflated tires, your fluids are at the right level, make sure your brakes are working.
Yeah.
It's important.
Brake lights, windshield wipers,
All those little things that add up to a big thing.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. Before we play our game, Taylor, what's your favorite food as far as Thanksgiving is concerned?
Right.
Oh,
so many choices.
So many choices.
It's hard to pin. Mine's dressing.
Yeah.
Mine's my wife's dressing.
I would probably say my wife's mashed potatoes.
I like mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Especially good mashed potatoes.
I know, but we're not going to get them this time.
Why not?
Because my daughter ordered up scallop potatoes or whatever.
Well, those are good too.
Yeah, they're good, but they're not like mashed potatoes.
No. You'd have to have both.
But if I've got dressing and potatoes, you know, I don't care. turkey, ham, whatever they want to feed me.
Yeah,
if I got dressing and I got mashed potatoes, I'm in good shape.
Throw you in some cornbread?
Well, the cornbread's in the dressing, so there you go. All right, let's play a little game, and then we'll kind of round up how you can get a hold of the Taylor King Law Offices when you need help. But today's game that happened to come up is called Slogan Off, and we play the classic edition because we're a little
classic.
Older, and that's the ones we remember. These new commercials, I couldn't tell you anything, but the old ones I'm pretty good at. So I'm going to give you the slogan, and you give me the product or the name of the business, okay? And let's see how we do. Both of you together. Nobody can do it like blank can. Nobody can do it like...
Is it a fast food place?
It is a fast food place. Nobody can do it like blank can.
Is it the Golden Arches?
It is the Golden Arches, McDonald's. I didn't tell you, Taylor, that Anna is full of extremely useless knowledge, but she has it.
Random
she's on my,
information.
And she's on your
team.
And she's on your team, so she'll help you out there. And I don't answer this right away, Anna. Let's see if
he'll Taylor, know it, I'm yeah. sure. I'm sure you will.
Well, I said that because this is kind of a woman's thing.
Oh, gosh, gender.
A blank is forever.
An easy one. My wife could answer this one for me. Diamonds.
There you
See,
go.
See, I knew you'd get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was easy. This one should be fairly easy. For all you do, this blank's for you.
For all,
is it a beer?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Budweiser beer, absolutely. Here's another one that's pretty notable. Be all that you can be.
Yes.
In the... And it's a military. Be all that you can be.
Yeah, in the Army.
That's right.
Yeah.
In the U.S. Army. And... The choice of a new generation. Think back in the day.
A soda?
Old soda. New generation.
Go with him.
Pepsi.
Yes.
Y'all did quite well.
Thank you.
Y'all did quite well on Slogan Off Classic Edition. All right, Taylor, once again, thank you so much for coming in. And give us the website and the phone number in case people need to get a hold of you. And, of course, they've got a new office location, Texas Boulevard, Texarkana, serving all the Texarkana area.
Right.
But how can they get a hold of you?
You can always get me on the web at www.taylorkinglaw.com. And the telephone is 1-800-CAR-WRECK. That's 1-800-CAR-WRECK.
And they're there
to
help you. Don't hesitate to call them because they're going to give you the advice to get you going in the right direction. And, you know, eventually if you need full legal help, they're going to be there to help you.
Right.
And get what you need. Get what you deserve is what you were saying,
that's
right?
That's right. Nothing more, nothing less.
There you go. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, John.
All right.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.